Whoever lives in the truth comes to the light. Evangelization is one of the most dangerous words in our world today. Thousands of human beings are being tortured and slaughtered in the name of God. Most of the wars in our world are being fought in the name of religious righteousness. But today in John's Gospel, we hear words that make us take a closer look at what evangelization really means. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is the word of the Lord. As I prayed into these words, my mind went back to my childhood. I grew up in a very politics-conscious community. Who you campaigned and voted for determined pretty much whether or not you kept your job or got promoted. If your candidate did not win the election, you were demoted or gone. Sometimes I think we can project that kind of worldview on our God. Does this reading today imply that Jesus came to set up some kind of divine fan club? If you do not proclaim that Jesus is Lord, are you condemned? Shall we gather militia together to fight in the name of Jesus our Lord? Some Christians believe that we should side with the Jews against the Palestinians in the Middle East, because when we win the battle, it will be easier for us to convert all the Jews. Is that where the light of Jesus is leading us? Jesus is my Lord. His call has set the direction of my whole life. But during the course of my life, he has sent people to me who were non-Christian, Muslims, Jews, atheists. And I have fallen in love with them, become as a sister, aunt, mother with them. Does Jesus want me to spend my time convincing them to call him Lord? Was it not Jesus who said, "Not everyone who says, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but rather he, she, who does the will of my Father. He, she, who walks in the light of the truth, that love of God is measured by love of neighbor." If my Muslim brother and I work together to help the poor and oppressed move closer to the dignity of the life that they were created for, then we are both walking in the light. If we talk together about how Jesus, my Lord, and Muhammad, his prophet, helped us move forward in that light, then I believe that we are both moving closer to God. We are walking in the truth and walking to the light. If my Jewish sister and I help those who grieve, help them feel supported and able to move forward with their lives, if together we can pray that the Lord is our shepherd, nothing shall we fear, and believe that we are all loved and protected by that Lord God who calls us to bring the light of that kind of love into a world in desperate need of it, then together we are living the truth and coming to the light of God. I have worked together with some who struggle with their belief in a God. Together we have gathered food for the hungry. We have shared our struggles to understand the faith we each have and have been able to move forward, helping to bring more light into the world, supported by the respect we have for the integrity of each other's journey. Jesus, the Lord of my life, reaches out to all. Look around at our world. Where are we putting our greatest efforts? What do we really believe Jesus' campaign headquarters would look like? How much time, effort, and resources would Jesus put into getting his name on the posters, brochures, and ballots? Would he not gather us all and tell us to go out and heal and care for our brothers and sisters, Jews, Gentiles, lepers, prostitutes, tax collectors, Roman soldiers, all without exception. The great invitation he sends out to the final celebration of light reads, "Come, blessed of my Father, for when I was hungry, you fed me. Thirsty, you gave me to drink. In prison, you visited me. Naked, you clothed me. For whatever you did to the least, you did for me." Whoever lives in this truth comes to the light.